This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Mike Adams is about to be joining us. Gary Haven is going to stick around. It's going to be an incredible hour of radio. The next hour, you're not going to want to miss this. But let me finish up with Gary here before Mike takes over. What do you think we need to do? Again, what do you think we need to do as a society to avoid a horrible breakout? And then what do you think individuals need to do? Like, I'm about to fight Gary now. At the beginning, he was going to fight me. Now I'm going to be fighting him because he's basically like, no, you can't travel. You got to cancel these trips. And I'm probably now going to have to do it, which sucks. But what do you think, individuals? What do you think we all need to do?
Yeah, I think Mike in a minute here, Mike Adams is going to agree with me.
So we'll get Mike in a minute. Fooled me too.
You're not going to be traveling anywhere.
Park both of your heads together.
So the quick answer on what we should do, and I shared this with the governor today, we need to start doing massive testing so we know who's got it. And number two, we need to quarantine. And so those are the two big factors. Now, what do we do personally? You know, Owen and I were talking about how the American people are likely collateral damage from a bioweapons attack. How do you not be collateral damage? Well, first of all, you need to figure out how to quarantine yourself. You need to stay out of the way of groups of people. Second, you need to supplement. You know, I mentioned earlier this immune therapy supplementation, and I want to repeat it again. It's 4,000 IUs of vitamin D3, 4,000 milligrams of vitamin C, 400 milligrams of magnesium, and 50 of zinc. You need to get yourself on that, your family members, immediately. The other things you can do is do not get into public transportation. Don't get on an airplane. You're literally getting into a capsule where you're trapped with the very likelihood of this virus, this airborne virus, floating around and going to be breathing it. We would know right now how dangerous that is if the CDC had done their testing. So by don't test, don't tell, they're putting all of us at risk for those kinds of environments. No public transportation. If you can work from home, you want to do it. We should be closing the schools down, the colleges down. That quarantine should be happening immediately, at least voluntarily, led by the governor. But it's going to be mandatory in about 3 weeks. So why don't you get ahead of this? Why don't you get out of the way of that that train? Then the final thing I want to mention on this, and it's very, very important. The medical community and the first responders, these guys do not have the right equipment. They're being advised by the CDC to wear N95 masks and goggles. That is not what it takes to protect yourself from an airborne virus. So we've got to get smart. We've got to set up triage so that nobody with these symptoms can go into a hospital or into a clinic. The triage has to be equipped by people with the right equipment in a negative air environment. We need to make sure that nobody goes to see their doctor with upper respiratory infections. It all should be done communicatively. We've got to examine people over the telephone. And we got to be prepared because our hospitals are going to be overrun. And they're literally in Italy today. They don't have enough ventilators, so they're having to choose who lives or dies.
Which is what comes with socialist healthcare. It's called a death panel.
Yeah, but guess what? We're going to have a death panel here in America in 5 or 6 weeks.
And that's why I'm such a preemptive person with the whole health thing and your immune system. Yeah. You know, get out ahead of this. The only reason, let's say I did have the coronavirus, again, I was really sick. I'm not claiming I did. I really don't know. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. I hadn't been that sick in years. I could see a lesser person thinking they were going to die and probably have to go to the hospital. I mean, I couldn't, like, getting out of bed to go to the bathroom was like torture. But my point is, I was never worried about it because I know I had a strong immune system. And that's part of my problem, too. I was saying, too, like, oh, you can get on an airplane, Schroyer. You can go to court. No problem. That's just always my mentality, no matter what. It's like a ball player with, like, a busted ankle. It's like, no, you can get through it. You know, the adrenaline. I got to stick around here, at least for one segment. This is going to be way too powerful with Mike Adams coming up because I want to ask Mike, too, How do we properly manage this glass menagerie without causing total panic in society and martial law?
Everybody's calling me. I'm getting constant streams of text messages and phone calls and family visiting the house saying, is coronavirus really deadly? How bad is it really? So I would encourage listeners, yes, go get high-quality storable foods. We have the only company, the biggest in the nation, that actually still has food. It does take 5 to 8 weeks to get it to you because they got to package it. They got the food. But I want to encourage listeners to do the most important thing, and that's drink purified water. That's pray. That's get focused. That's not be stressed out because you're prepared. And that's get DNA Force Plus with PQQ and CoQ10 that cleans out the mitochondria and the cells and is the biggest immune booster you can engage in. The X2, the X3, the foundation, everything. The Ultra 12 back in stock. Our Nano Silver, Super Silver, and Super Blue toothpaste, it's still 50% off. Turmeric is known for doing a super job when it comes to cleaning out your cells. We have the strongest turmeric you're going to find out there. 95% curcuminoid from Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. That's back in stock. And purchases at InfoWarsStore.com with the highest quality supplements, storable food, and you actually get them delivered in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. So get those today.
We now
no time for a liner. This information is too powerful. You know, Gary told me last night, he's like, Owen, you can't travel. And I was slamming my hands on the desk like, this is like the fourth vacation in a row I've had to cancel. I can't get a trip. But leave it to Gary. He says, hey, I got a house you can use, and there's a beach next to it. So Gary saves the day. But getting serious here, because I'm probably going to have to cancel these trips. I really am. I can't believe it. It sucks. It's just like my fourth vacation I've had to cancel in a row. I can't get away from this. But that's where this has gotten now. That's how serious this has gotten. And Gary, to me, laid out the perfect point, which is when you get on these airplanes, the ventilation system isn't good enough. But I'll confirm it. Let's see what Mike Adams thinks. Just briefly, Mike, before I get into the topics I want to have you two discuss here. Should I travel? And it's not just me. This is anybody listening that has a trip plan. I'm just using myself as an example here. Mike, should I get on an airplane and take a trip, or should I cancel it all right now?
Owen, you should cancel immediately, and Gary Haven is 100% correct. No question about it.
Well, I was afraid you were going to say that, but I'm going to unfortunately have to trust your guys' opinions and not leave this to risk.
I need a mic.
Well, but look, now, a couple things. You know, two things I really like about Gary. Number one, Gary is highly intelligent. You don't get to be very successful in the business world unless you can anticipate future events. So when Gary does a business deal, he might earn, I don't know, $200 million on a business deal. How do you do that? Not by being stupid. You have to anticipate. He's very good at that. Secondly, Gary's not afraid to tell you when you're wrong. And he does that to me and you and Alex and everybody. Gary will just tell you exactly what he's calculated. And he's telling you information that I absolutely agree with. You should not fly. No one should fly. No one in the country should be flying right now, today.
All right. Well, let me do this then. I want to hear both of you guys discuss this. Because like I said, I've been on the 50-50 side, but if I'm falling off the fence, I'm falling on the less precautionary side. I don't think it's going to be that bad. I trust my immune system, but you guys are kind of convincing me to go on to the other side. So how do you do this, though? How do you properly address this to the nation? How do you properly lay out a lockdown type, quarantine type, I'll even say martial law type situation, without causing societal panic, without causing the collapse of civilization, and then without bringing in on the back end a new era of human civilization where you don't even go outside, you don't leave your front door, it's the true internet digital age, everyone's too afraid to go outside. How do you do this? Let's go to Mike Adams and then Gary Haven. Mike, how do you properly do that?
Okay, first answer is we have to stop thinking that fear is bad. First of all, fear is a survival mechanism, and the bigger risk right now is not being fearful early enough. People in Italy said, don't be afraid. Now their hospitals are completely overrun. It's an apocalypse there in their medical system. They locked down the entire country. Italy is America's future. Gary was exactly right about that. We say that Italy is a time machine for America, and the coronavirus is a truth machine. The truth will come out. You can't cover it up. You use your fear now to take action, strategic action, so that we don't become the next Italy. That's my answer, Owen.
Yeah, that's great. Mike, I've been telling everybody I know to go to nationalnews.com because you have been the most effective leader in getting the truth to the American people. And I want you to know that in my visit with the governor today, I am so grateful that I had your information to share with the governor. And I pointed out to him that not only can he proactively begin to protect people in the state, but his leadership will be seen by the governors all over the country and hopefully by the president. You were an instrumental part of that conversation.
But let me bring up something we all want to also protect, guys, and that's freedom. I mean, what do you think about the notion, because I'm genuinely afraid of this. This has been my biggest fear from this coronavirus more than the virus, and I will still stand firm on this. I'm afraid that this will be used like 9/11 was used to change the face of the world, to change the face of human interaction. How do we avoid that?
Well, you're not wrong about that, Owen. That's one of my big concerns as well. I've got Stuart Rhodes coming on at the bottom of the hour to talk about the constitutional implications of this for civil liberties and much more. This is a very difficult, you know, threading the needle type of exercise here at the state level with the governor of Texas as well as with President Trump. Personally, I think if Trump doesn't start to take immediate correct actions in the next 2 to 3 weeks, I think the Trump administration is over. And I'll get into more details about that later today. So Trump could be ended by this. The Republic could be ended if we don't take very urgent actions right now.
Yeah, Mike, I agree with you. Only I would be a little more urgent about it. I was on the phone yesterday for 30 minutes with the co-chairman of the Republican Party, who sees Trump almost every day, and I was able to wake him up and convince him that this is real. And he told me, he says, you know, he says, I'm going to spend the rest of the afternoon studying. I'm asleep on it. And I said, Tommy, tomorrow morning, you're going to have, that was this morning, you're going to have to make a decision. You know, what do I do with this information? And I said, if you are fearless about going to the president, convincing him that this is imminent, and to quit listening to his horribly incompetent CDC, not only will you save his presidency, because I think he's got about a week, and you'll save the lives of possibly millions of Americans. And I said, buddy, I'm sorry to put that on your plate, but that's where you're going to be tomorrow morning.
Mike, let me ask you the question that I talked to Gary about earlier. How is it that we have the perfect, it's like a gift given to us with this cruise liner out in the ocean? It's the perfect opportunity. It's totally formulaic. It's totally scientific. The perfect place for testing grounds. You test everybody. You see who's got it. You see who's don't. You see how many people got infected. You see the age. You see all the stuff. Then you can dock and release them. No, they did none of that. They brought it right up to the dock, and they released them, except for like two or three people that they knew had it. I mean, how is that not criminal negligence? Is that not like, hey, we've got a perfect lab just given to us in an unfortunate situation, but now fortunately we've got this floating hospital, we can test it, keep it safe, and they just like walk in like a bull in a china shop, just smash the whole thing up. I mean, is that not criminal negligence from the CDC?
It is criminal negligence, but it's beyond that. I believe this is a deliberate plot to destroy Trump since impeachment failed and the Russia collusion hoax failed. Gary spoke to this in the last hour, that he believes this was released by the deep state to harm China, but also to have blowback onto Trump while the CDC deliberately withheld testing kits from the entire country. So if you delay this 3 to 4 weeks, what happens if you do the exponential math on this? If it doubles about every 3.5 days, then two people infected at the beginning of the month becomes about 1,024 infected people. So the CDC was able to multiply this by a factor of roughly about 500 by delaying the testing, and I believe that was deliberate, Owen.
But now we've entered a new realm. What do you do if you're the president to address this? Because this is something that it's like a separate issue, but the same issue. The president needs to come out, and I almost think this would be my political way of attacking this issue. The president needs to come out and say, ever since I started running, there have been a corrupt criminal international cabal out to get me. The latest attempt is releasing this weapon. And he then needs to use that you just mentioned as the example to say, look, they're not giving out the testing kits. And then you say, look, they fake hate crimes. Look, that's they right. Fake news. Look, they fake investigations. Look at what they did in Puerto Rico when they withheld disaster relief aid. I mean, does it get worse than that? People dying and they withhold it to make Trump look bad? They're doing the same thing.
Trump can come out and say, look, this is why we needed to close the borders 3 years ago to illegals. This is why globalism doesn't work.
I'm sorry, Mike. He missed that boat. That ship sailed. He should have done that 2 weeks ago.
But this proves that Trump's philosophies on globalism versus nationalism are actually correct. We need more industries here in America. We need more redundant supply lines in America. And we need to protect our borders. Trump could be hammering that. And he should be firing the head of the CDC right now, today, and laying blame where it belongs. They set a trap for Trump, and he's caught in it right now. And so far, he hasn't been able to get out of it.
Well, not to be dystopic utopian, but in a weird way, like, if we survive this, that's ultimately the answer. Independence again. Independence again. We're not independent. Independence again. Final words, Gary Heaven?
Yeah, Owen, as a practical matter, there's no way the president can come out and say this is a deep state plot. Excuse me, as you know, the media would just tear him alive over that thing. But what he can do and what he should do is focus on the spread of this illness and get in front of it, way in front of it. And immediately, and I agree with Mike, fire the head of the CDC, quit listening to their horrible advice, and begin to protect the American people from what's coming.
Gary Heaven, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Mike Adams takes over. Look, folks, we've been right ahead of this the whole time. I just wish we had a lot more political pull, because we'd probably avoid a lot of these messes, man. It's time and time again, it's true.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
All right, we continue now for the rest of this hour. I'll be hosting. We've got Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers joining us at the bottom of this hour to talk about, well, martial law, the quarantine shutdown of entire cities in the United States. What is the constitutionality of those actions? Are there things that the president can do that are constitutional that don't violate our civil rights? Stuart Rhodes will be answering those questions. I just want to comment before we even get there that on Gary Haven being a guest today was fantastic. Gary, I listened intently to what Gary had to say. A very interesting banter between Gary Haven and Owen Schroyer there. And then I was able to join that last segment. Gary is 100% right on, and Gary absolutely gets it. He's a very sharp individual. He can follow the math, you know, more than just follow the math. I mean, he understands projections, okay? You don't get to be hugely successful in the business world like he is and to be a pilot of your own fleet of private jets, you know, by being a stupid person. He is incredibly sharp. He gets it. And he has issued a warning today to, in effect, all InfoWars staff, it's time to stop traveling by air. And I want to add to that, as of today, I told Alex Jones this morning, he called me about coming on today and hosting. I told Alex, I'm no longer coming into the InfoWars studio. So I am, from now on, whenever I'm invited, I'll be broadcasting from my studio where I am right now. We've improved the bandwidth. We have good audio thanks to some of the hardware upgrades. And I want to thank the InfoWars staff for helping to make that happen. But I will not be coming into the InfoWars studio any longer until this pandemic is over and done with. So I am self-quarantining in a sense. I'm no longer going out to eat at restaurants. And this is not a plot to destroy Trump. This is common sense. This is smart, tactical behavior. I'm a Trump supporter. I want Trump to survive this. I want him to stay in office. I want him to destroy the deep state. But the deep state, as Gary Haven described, is using this engineered global 9/11 type of event to try to destroy Trump. And they may succeed. This is the warning that I'm sharing with you here today. They may succeed. And I think Gary gets this. I certainly get this as well. If Trump does not take decisive action, and we'll talk about what some of that might be, decisive action. Gary thinks he's got only a week left. I think Trump maybe might have 2 weeks. That might be overly optimistic. If you go back to my projections on this, I've been overly optimistic the entire time. For example, I predicted that this week we would have dozens of cases confirmed in the United States, but as of last night we have over 1,000. So as much as if you want to say I'm spreading fear, I mean, even this morning Alex Jones said I'm kind of an alarmist. So, I mean, not that many people have ever been called an alarmist by Alex Jones. So but I have been overly optimistic. In other words, I haven't been alarming enough to keep up with the numbers. You understand? So everything that I've told you has been actually better than the best case scenario. It's way worse than anything I've said. It's way worse. That's what the numbers are proving right now. And yeah, there's been a little bit of a divergence here on InfoWars, where Alex is maybe kind of downplaying some of the mortality rate a little bit, or at least asking those questions. Alex likes to explore all the scenarios, and that's great. That's what's great about InfoWars. It's not some rigged, scripted news. You're going to have guests like myself who believe this is going to be far, far worse than anything. You might have other guests who say, it's no big deal. It's just the flu. Well, That's because InfoWars is real media, and we don't all agree all the time. But we do tell you the truth as we see it. No one controls us. We are not puppets. We don't have teleprompters. I'm not reading a teleprompter. I'm giving it to you straight every single day from my point of view. And by the way, I really want to thank the callers. And in fact, for the fourth hour today, I want to open up the phones to take calls from people to do two things. You can call and ask a question of me if you want, or you can call and offer your own comment or a suggestion about what Trump should do in your opinion. So for the fourth hour today, I want to take a lot of calls. I've been listening to the calls over the last several days, and you callers have been amazing. Your information is outstanding. In fact, this phrase, a global 9/11 event, that came from a caller. I regret I don't know that caller's name, but that was a call that came in, and it's absolutely right. This is a global 9/11 style event taking place right now. Now, where Alex is absolutely correct is that this is engineered. This is a human weapon, or a weapon against humanity. This was released on purpose. Now, there's debate about who released it and why, but it was in a Chinese lab. That much is clear. At least that's what we currently believe. But it was engineered using technology that was funded by Obama and allowed to be transferred to China by Obama-connected individuals and universities that were taking money from China and things like that. So Alex is absolutely right, in my opinion, that this is an engineered global event. However, where I think a lot of Trump supporters are currently wrong is in thinking that it's a hoax because the left-wing media is talking about it. So, yes, the left-wing media lies all the time. They lied about Trump, you know, for the last 3 years. They lied about Russia. They lied about impeachment. They lie about Alex. They lie about everybody. They lie about me. But it doesn't mean that they're lying about this. In fact, occasionally, even the lying left-wing media will collide with something that's true. They are using it to try to bring down Trump, but that doesn't mean there isn't a virus. It doesn't mean that PCR genetic testing isn't real. I've even heard that argument from some people across the independent media who are calling me and telling me, hey, viruses don't exist and PCR testing doesn't work. Like, come on, give me a break. I run a science lab, okay? I've run PCR equipment. You can use it to test for bacteria in food. I can take a food sample, I can put it in the machine, and in 30 hours it tells me whether there's horse protein in there, okay? How does that work? Because horse DNA is replicated by the PCR technology, and then it's analyzed and sequenced in the software, and it can tell me, hey, there's horse protein in there. The technology's real, folks. Don't be flat earthers on this, okay? Don't be like the flat earth version of virology to say there's no viruses. Okay, viruses are real. PCR technology works, and as I've stated before, the earth is a sphere. So we have to start with some really basic things in order to tackle the reality that's hitting us right now. And whether Owen Schroyer has a slightly different view, or Alex Jones has a different view, or myself, Mike Adams, has a different view, or Gary Haven, what we all care about is saving America, helping Trump win and conquer this and beat this thing, restoring the republic, conserving civil liberties, and defeating the deep state criminals, the traitors, the child pedophiles on the left, the corrupt criminal cartels of the Clintons and the Bidens and the Obamas. We have to defeat that. But they have laid a vicious trap for Trump right now with this virus, a vicious trap. And if Trump doesn't navigate this very, very carefully and decisively and quickly, Trump will be destroyed by this. And Gary Haven agrees with my assessment on that and thinks Trump has only a week to take decisive action. Now, what will that action be? We're going to talk to Stuart Rhodes on the other side of this break about maybe what Trump could do right now that doesn't violate our constitutional rights. Because if we beat the virus but we end up enslaved under tyranny, that's no solution either. How do we beat the virus and save our republic and save Trump and still have a Second Amendment? We'll find out after this break with Stuart Rhodes. Stay with us. This is Mike Adams here on the Alex Jones Show.
Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones. Appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
Oh, I'll tell you what. It's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. cigars. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee. And it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it. And I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released. And there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect. And so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're going to have Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers joining us here in just a second, but I want to point out something. You know, I don't believe in numerology in a superstitious kind of way, but the globalists do. And people like David Icke have spoken about this before. The globalists use certain number patterns and dates to spring events on humanity. Now, let me point out something to you that's going to blow your mind. Today, the WHO declared a global pandemic. They waited to do it today. What is today? March 11th. And March 11th is 6 months away from 9/11. March 11th is also 9 years to the day after the Fukushima disaster, which was March 11, 2011. So we have 9 years after March 11, disaster of Fukushima, that's 9/11, for the WHO pandemic, that is today, March 11, 2020. So the globalists are obsessed with numbers. And even though I tend to approach things from a very scientific point of view, and again, like I said, I don't follow numerology from a, you know, a mystical point of view, but the globalists do. This tells us something, that they believe this is their kill switch for humanity, that globalists have planned this and engineered it and launched it on the right day. And they think, you know, the stars are aligned and everything on this right day. I don't know what the planets and stars are doing today. That's not my venue. But this is 6 months from 9/11, okay? And this is 9 years after Fukushima, March 11. So keep that in mind as you look at where this is going. Now, moving to constitutional rights or liberties and the constitutionality of possible martial law actions. Stuart Rhodes joins us now to help us understand what's about to happen. The context of this is, of course, that New York has already deployed the National Guard there to create a containment zone around a town called New Rochelle. And the state of Washington, through Governor Inslee there, has just banned all public events involving 250 or more people. And that governor is talking about he's about to maybe quarantine the entire state or maybe the city of Seattle. I'm not sure exactly. But he's talking like something big is coming. Will we survive this with our liberties intact? Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes joins us now by video and audio. Thank you for joining me, Stuart. It's great to have you on.
Likewise. Thank you.
So, Stuart, I know that you're very concerned, as I am, about where this is headed. We did an interview the other day, and you said that Trump needs to take decisive action, but you're also very concerned about, you know, martial law and how easily the American people might just accept it blindly and give up all their liberties. What's your overview of where we are now and what needs to happen?
Well, first of all, martial law is unconstitutional. It's nowhere in the Constitution. And frankly, you should stop using that term. I think it's a mistake to do that. But where we are right now is that, as you said, and I agree, that Trump must take decisive action. He must do that within the bounds of the Constitution. I don't think the American people are going to accept anything else. I don't think they're going to accept him setting aside the Constitution or trying to. They've lost all confidence in the federal government and the state governments on both sides of the political spectrum. But there are things he can do that are perfectly constitutional. He can still stop all incoming flights from foreign countries, and he should. He can also still lock down domestic airlines travel. I think that is perfectly constitutional. I think he can and should do these things. And he could use his position leadership to call for the closure of all the public schools in all the states. And I do think it's constitutional for the governors of the states to take these actions and close all the schools. He can also activate, call in the Federal Service, the National Guard, and deploy the Army and Navy Reserve units to go and deploy medical hospitals throughout the entire country and prepare for the overload that we know is going to happen. They should be setting up filled hospitals right now to handle the influx we're going to see, just like Italy just saw.
Now, okay, and what about the borders, specifically the Mexico border? What should he do there?
So he should put the U.S. military on the border, and that's also perfectly constitutional within his rights to do that, within his rights as president, his power as president, and also his duty as a president. And I've been preaching this for years. I know you've been saying the same thing, and we've both been right about that. So there's many things he could do. He'd lock down the country and defend it from external threats. You don't let it come in and then turn around and then use draconian martial law on American people. It's unconstitutional.
Okay, so what about then the argument? I'll play devil's advocate with you here a bit on this. And your video is breaking up just a little bit, but it's still mostly good. What about in places like Seattle, where if you don't lock down a city where it's spreading, then it's just going to continue to replicate. It's already in the country. So, yeah, we block the borders, we block the international flights, but it's already endemic in the Seattle area right now, and it's exploding in areas of New York and Boston and so on. What do you do with those areas?
Right. Well, we just published a recommendation, open letter, to the governors of the United States. So if you want to bring that up, I'll show that to you. But the first thing we tell them is that they should take this seriously, they should declare an emergency, but they should immediately do what Korea has done, what South Korea has done, which is do massive testing. And they should do it with drive-through testing or sending teams out to people's homes. What they should not do is have people going into all already crowded emergency rooms and bringing this virus in there, or going there because they're afraid they might be ill and then catch it from somebody else. So they must be tested in their homes or in their cars as they drive through. And they should also set up outdoor testing because we know this is airborne, so you don't want to be in a confined space. So have a screening area outdoors because some people will just insist on going to the hospital anyway. So in other words, you prepare for this and treat it seriously, but they have to accept the reality. This is airborne. That's what this is. It's been confirmed.
Well, when it comes to accepting reality, let's talk right now about I still see a lot of Trump supporters out there in the message boards and the comment sections are saying that this whole thing in their minds is a hoax. They think that it's liberal governors declaring emergencies to try to embarrass Trump. They think that South by Southwest was canceled to try to embarrass Trump. They think that the whole thing is a hoax. What do you say to those people right now who aren't yet getting this?
What's driving that? I think Trump himself is driving it, and also people like Rush Limbaugh saying this. And frankly, I don't think Alex is helping with this, situation. It's one thing to say this is a real problem.
Okay, Stuart's signal is breaking up a little bit there. Stuart, let's try to reconnect with Stuart there and maybe send Stuart a blank screen instead of video to save on his bandwidth. But I think what Stuart was saying is that the president himself is not helping this situation, and neither is Rush Limbaugh. I've been very critical of Rush Limbaugh as well. Rush is still saying it's just the flu. And that's certainly not accurate. And the thing to understand, folks, is that, you know, when those of us who voted for Trump and we support Trump and we want to take down the deep state, we want to restore the American constitutional republic and protect civil liberties, protect the Second Amendment and the First Amendment, when we criticize Trump about this, it is legitimate criticism in the hopes that Trump succeeds. When the left-wing media criticizes Trump, it's because they hope he fails. And I wouldn't be surprised, and Alex even mentioned this, I wouldn't be surprised if there were Democrats running around America right now literally spreading this pandemic on purpose to try to make the situation worse. We've already heard of some Democrats saying that they want to get the infection and then go to a Trump rally and spread it among Trump supporters. That's what radical left-wing people are wanting to do right now. They want this disease to spread. They want to take down America. You've heard Bill Maher talk about an economic collapse. They want that to happen. The difference is that Stuart Rhodes doesn't want America to collapse. Mike Adams doesn't want America to collapse. Gary Haven doesn't want America to collapse. And Alex Jones doesn't either. We want America to succeed, but we have to take some action right now to stop this infection. And folks, let me know when we've got Stuart back. Maybe it's going to be for the next segment. But we have to take decisive action right now. Otherwise, it's going to be catastrophic. Okay, the hospitals in Italy are being overrun, and doctors there are now saying that it's near the state of collapse in northern Italy right now today. And that's about 3 weeks away for some cities in America if we don't start to take action to stop the flights, like Stuart just said, stop the flights, block the borders, stop international flights, but also domestic flights as well. Trump has got to get on top of this or he will not survive this. His presidency may be over if he doesn't take action now. This is Mike Adams. We'll be back here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
We're continuing with Stuart Rhodes here from Oath Keepers, and let me just give out the phone number. We're going to start taking calls at 6 after in the next hour. That's 877-789-2539, and you can call with questions for me, suggestions for Trump, or general comments, but we're going to keep the calls really, really short so we can get a lot of calls in. Now, I've got a challenge here for Stuart Rhodes, whose connection is back on for us, so we'll continue with Stuart. Here's the challenge, Stuart. I've run the mathematical modeling of this on the pandemic. I've even released the public spreadsheet. I think you've seen it as well. And if you look at an R-naught value of the virus of around 6.0, which is that may be high, maybe low, we're not sure, but with an R-naught value of 6.0, you have to have about 83% containment of stopping new infections in order for you to avoid an exponential trajectory of the spread of this virus. So how do we achieve an 83% containment without having some kind of nationwide shelter-in-place lockdown order? You know, how do we even achieve that? Or do we just say, forget it, you know, we're just going to lose 10 million people and we just forget about it. You know, how do we do that?
Well, you do it by closing the schools, by stopping the mass transit, which the president has the authority to do, and you do it by him then making it, you know, it's very obvious then it's that serious. And you got one half of the country who then listen to him when they know it's serious. Who are not right at this point are not listening. Most of your conservatives are not listening at all.
That's right.
So the best way to do that is to have him stand up and with leadership and say, as you said earlier, you know, I've been given bad advice. I'm going to fire Pence. He should fire Pence and bring in a new vice president, and he should just clean house. And then to stand up and say, I was misled, but now I'm going to do what's necessary. And lead by his own example, shut down his own mass rallies, and do those over the internet. And then people will listen. Whether the Democrats listen or not after that is who knows. But for now, at least the conservatives will listen. And that's what you do. And then you encourage the governors to do the same thing in their states. And there's a lot the governors and local counties can do. They can shut down mass gatherings. The health inspector for the county can deny permits for concerts, et cetera, et cetera. With more leeway at the local level.
Yes, yes. Well, I can see if Trump comes out and says, yes, this thing is real. Yes, we have to start taking these precautions. I can see the left-wing media the very next day saying, no, we decided it's not real anymore because we're going to say the opposite of President Trump. You know, that could happen. What about the situation in New York? Do you have any intel from your members on the ground there in New York? What role exactly is the National Guard playing there with the, quote, containment zone around New Rochelle?
Well, it is an unfortunate term they use. They're not actually quarantining that entire area. They're just using it as they're shutting down the schools inside of it, and they're taking heightened precautions. You know, no big public events, things like that. And I would hope they're doing aggressive testing.
So why do you need National Guard troops there to just shut down schools?
To assist with the testing. That's what I would use them for. But we'll see what Governor Cuomo does. But that's okay. What the National Guard is for. National Guard, I mean, it's not like National Guard does nothing or there's martial law and
right.
Military rule. There's an entire spectrum in between that the National Guard is there to do. And they've done that throughout their entire history because they are part of the militia. You know, the rest of us are supposed to be the rest of the militia. But they are useful and properly useful for emergencies like this. But they should be setting up testing centers, outdoor testing centers, drive-by testing centers like South Korea has done. That's why the South Koreans are getting a handle on it, because they are aggressively testing 10,000 people every day, from what I've heard.
I agree with you. Yeah, South Korea is getting a handle on this by having lots and lots of testing, and Italy has done a nationwide, you know, shelter-in-place type of scenario. However, it seems to me that we're kind of just chasing these scenarios. So Governor Inslee from Washington, he's so far ordered the shutdown of any events over 250 people. But it seems like a week from now, that's going to have to get escalated. And then 2 weeks from now, it's going to have to be a shelter-in-place type of thing. You know, it's almost like if they were to bite the bullet early, then you could really stop this thing in its tracks. Otherwise, you're just chasing the curve that's exponential, and you're always behind it. That's what it seems like.
Well, yeah, you need to take whatever action you can, but they have to be within the bounds of the Constitution. I don't think the Constitution is a suicide pact. I think not following it is suicidal. And frankly, there are just too many Americans in this country who are not going to put up with any level of government setting it aside. It's just not going to happen. If they try it, they'll be fighting. There'll be resistance, armed resistance to it. So I think we need to set that aside. Just don't even talk about it anymore. Just focus on what can be done within the bounds of the Constitution and get it done. But I think the American people will also self-shelter. You're already seeing it. You're already seeing a reduction in people attending theaters and restaurants. And that's why Trump's leadership or the governor's leadership can make the difference. People will, they have their own self-interest in mind. They'll stay home. And I think that's going to happen.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. We've already seen, you know, people stopping air flights voluntarily and very few people on cruise ships right now. A lot of people are sheltering in place. I announced today I'm no longer going into the InfoWars studios, so I'm kind of prepared to shelter in place, so to speak. I don't even like that phrase, by the way. I think I don't like it when governors use that phrase when they really mean martial law, by the way. And by the way, you said maybe I should stop using the term martial law. What's a better phrase to describe what may be happening?
What I mean is don't use that to mean that anything that's done to handle this is martial law. Martial law is a specific meaning. It means military rule of the commander on the battlefield. It means military dictatorship is what it is. Like we imposed on occupied Japan when MacArthur ruled Japan as a sole, almost unlimited power dictator. or we imposed on occupied Germany after World War II. That's what martial law is. It's setting aside, you know, the rule of your elected government, setting aside the courts, everything. It's not the same thing as putting the National Guard in the street and at MREs or to assist with, you know, with enforcing a quarantine. If you have a person who has an infection, you can quarantine them. That is legal. When they took people off that, the Diamond Princess and put them at an Air Force base here in Texas, where I'm at right now, you know, that was legal and lawful, and then they confined them to that space. That's also legal and lawful. That's not martial law. That's just putting those people who are infected into quarantine. If they don't want to be in quarantine, they could stay overseas.
So I hear what you're saying. I think what you're describing is that we need to understand the full spectrum of responses and use accurate language to describe what's happening. For example, if the National Guard is out there just helping with infrastructure, food deliveries, or you know, maintaining the healthcare infrastructure, that's not martial law just because they're carrying rifles. That's what you're saying.
Or testing. Right. Exactly.
Or testing. Right. But you also said earlier that you think maybe the U.S. military should right now be operating in the U.S. to help set up medical facilities, perhaps, you know, triage units that might be necessary. Is that constitutional?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what the Army Reserve and the Navy Reserve does all the time. When we were down in Puerto Rico for the disaster relief after the hurricane there, we worked directly with Army Reserve units that have set up a field hospital outside of a dysfunctional Puerto Rican hospital. So, yeah, it's absolutely constitutional. It's part of their mission. They're not running around trying Americans by military tribunal. They're running around setting up, you know, field hospitals to help people. I think that's perfectly constitutional.
Okay, but there's a very slippery slope in this. We saw in China, I'm not saying that we're China, but just as an extreme example, China would then have armed squads show up at your house, take your temperature, and then arrest you and take you away and throw you into basically a coronavirus death camp. So we don't want to see anything go in that direction in the United States, but isn't there some risk that troops on the streets or in the communities could then just suddenly be told, okay, start going door to door, take their guns and arrest people who have a temperature? Could that happen?
I mean, I suppose it could happen. I mean, you get some idiot like Cuomo, who knows what's going to happen. So sure, it's a potential danger. But the thing is you, like you said before, you got to get ahead of the curve. So they should use the resources they have available to them. Like right here in Texas, Texas Governor Abbott should activate his National Guard, his Texas National Guard, his Texas State Defense Force, and get them busy assisting with testing. That's the most important thing you can do right now is test, test, test. I mean, Gary David said it, you've said it, I've said it. It's a common sense thing to do. The South Koreans are doing that. So let's just go ahead and do what we know we can do and get it done. And, you know, and then you have to worry so much about, you know, worst case scenarios when you've got dead bodies stacked up in the streets. Go and test people right now. If someone's identified as being ill, they have to quarantine. Whether you do that in their home with some kind of mechanism of enforcement, with like maybe an ankle bracelet, I don't know, or whether you do it by having them go to a hospital, you know, I think most people who are sick would be perfectly fine.
All right, Stuart, we're going to go to break here. Stay with us. We just got a short break. Stay with us for 5 more minutes on the other side, please. I want to ask you a couple more questions. Fascinating discussion about civil liberties and the constitutionality of what may be about to happen across America. This is Mike Adams, Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.